Mahmoud's Diary, July 7, 1912, New York. For some time, the master had repeatedly instructed Lua Getzinger to return to California. She delayed her journey and then became ill. When the doctor's medications proved of no avail, the master gave her pomegranate preserve with an apple and she recovered. Lua Getzinger was again instructed by the master to leave for California. His words to her were very emphatic and clear. Among them was this admonition: "The Blessed Beauty entered into this covenant for obedience and not for opposition. I say this merely for the protection of the cause of God and for the purpose of safeguarding unity among the friends. Were it not for the removal of vain imaginings and the eradication of differences, I should not have asserted that I am the center of the covenant. We must obey the Blessed Beauty. We must never forget His favors and exhortations. If even a breath of egotism is found in us, we shall perish at once. The friends must be alert. Everyone who expresses a word not from the text sows discord among the believers. The Blessed Beauty entered into this covenant for obedience, that is, that no one should utter a word from his own self or cause any conflict. If it were not so, everyone would open a way for himself and expound the words of God in his own manner. One would say, for instance, 'As I have the power of the Holy Spirit, I have a greater capacity for understanding.' Others, even these old ladies, would at once retort, 'We too have the power of the Holy Spirit.' The power of the Holy Spirit is limited to the Blessed Beauty and to the interpretations thereof to none but me. If it is so, then there will be no differences. We must occupy ourselves with thoughts of spreading the cause. Know that whoever has any thought other than this will become the cause of discord among the friends." Abdu'l-Bahá sent Lua with Mrs. Georgia Ralston, a new believer who had been very much welcomed by the master. He gave Mrs. Ralston a beautiful small Persian carpet. In the evening, at a public meeting, Abdu'l-Bahá spoke of the animosity shown by a Catholic priest towards the cause of God. The master called the friends to his presence and emphatically exhorted them to associate with one another with love and unity.